Since its opening in 2003, the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles has been a big success. Concerts have been selling out, and many critics have swooned over architect Frank Gehry's design. But as NPR's Luke Burbank reports, there's been one problem. Parts of the metal building are too shiny.
Inside the Walt Disney Hall, you hear a lot of this sort of thing. The LA Philharmonic performing the works of Mahler. But step outside the building, and they're playing a different tune. Starting this week, workers are sanding down parts of the concert hall because its gleaming stainless steel exterior has been reflecting too much sunlight and heat. The building looks, well, it looks exactly like something designed by Frank Gehry.
It's an artistic sail that sort of landed in downtown Los Angeles covered in stainless that gives you surprises at every turn.
Howard Sherman is vice president of operations for the Music Center, which runs Walt Disney Hall.
There's nothing usual or expected about it.
Including the fact that parts of it would heat up the air to 140 degrees.
When you build something that's never been built, you're going to have issues.
Those issues became apparent almost immediately after construction. Drivers were blinded by the glare, and residents of the condos across the street complained about the reflected heat. Susan Yokoyama runs Video Action, a store just across from Disney Hall.
Yeah, it's quite bright and it's also warm, very warm. I can sympathize with those that have to live in that light because it is quite bright.
It is worth noting that the area of really shiny metal is only a small part of the building, about 2%. And as soon as there were complaints, a gray tarp was hung over the reflective area. Then, Sherman says, a study was commissioned.
They plotted this three-dimensionally and then did a 365-day study to determine which panels the sun was actually hitting based on time of day and season.
There are pink lines drawn along the gleaming metal panels precisely where the sun does and doesn't hit. James Groff uses the lines as a guide as he sands.
We've got an orbiter sander and then a square sander.
Sherman says the whole process, from the exact kind of tarp to the scratchiness of the sandpaper, it's 220 grit, by the way, was approved after meetings with Frank Gehry.
He helped us determine which of the appropriate solutions and then how to feather it in so you don't have blotches. It looks very natural, like it's always been there.
Standing next to the building, you can feel Geary's presence, even when he's not there. On this day, however, he did show up and was a little cranky about all the media attention.
It's not a story that should be all around the world like it is.
Gehry says he was recently in Hong Kong when someone asked him about the glare. That's annoying, he says, because the rest of the building works so well.
The building doesn't leak. It survived all the rainstorms the last few weeks. The acoustics work better than anybody could ever have imagined.
Gehry says the panels are an easy fix. So soon people will be hearing less of this and more of this. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.